This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Out-of-state donors are paying for most of Tina Peters' recount in the GOP Secretary of State primary race. The latest campaign finance figures show Peters raised more than $350,000, and most of those donations came the same day she visited Trump ally Steve Bannon's podcast. Peters lost the Republican primary for Secretary of State in June by a wide margin. The recount should wrap up tomorrow. A Colorado elections official testified in front of Congress today about the threats election workers are facing. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Matt Crane, executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association, told senators in the Judiciary Committee about the intimidation election workers deal with across the state. Crane, a Republican, said it stems from the lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and he had a not-so-simple ask for Congress. Stand up for election workers.
We need people to step up and lead. And if they don't want to lead, then get behind us. We'll lead, because that's what we've been doing for 2 years.
He also asked senators to make it easier for local election officials to access federal funds to improve security. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A former Greeley police officer charged with assault for using a chokehold pleaded guilty Tuesday. The Greeley Tribune reports that Officer Ken Amick reached a deal with prosecutors and will serve no jail time for using excessive force while arresting a 36-year-old man last summer. Amick was fired from the police department and now must do 50 hours of community service and undergo anger management evaluations. Chokeholds are banned by state law. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.